with Kasich finishing in second, topping other big hitters such as Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, he seems to have new momentum going into the next round of primaries. Ohio Republican Party Chairman Matt Borges, who was in New Hampshire with the Kasich campaign, says the apparent pause in the Chris Christie campaign helps as well.
As we narrow the field down, it helps consolidate some of the support behind the candidate who has the positive message and the vision and the record.
But Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says Kasich will struggle in the next round. Pepper believes this means Kasich will continue to split votes with other establishment candidates.
By blocking these other people who I think have more viable campaigns. So if Donald Trump continues to win going forward, I think he'll have John Kasich to thank for it based on today's result.
Kasich's strategy to claim second place in New Hampshire was to win over voters one at a time, holding more than 100 town hall meetings. Chrissy Thompson with the Cincinnati Enquirer has been covering Kasich's tour of the state. She says through this campaign, Kasich has solidified what he wants his legacy to be.
And that's with somebody who is willing to kind of surprise people and grab some policy positions and do some accomplishments that maybe other Republicans wouldn't be willing to do.
Next up is South Carolina. Up to this point, Kasich has been polling behind those other establishment candidates in that state. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.